7:53, you're listening to Daybreak in Prince George at 91.5 FM. If you think filling up your car is getting pricey, imagine running a carnival. West Coast Amusements is one of Canada's biggest traveling amusement parks, and with hundreds of vehicles traveling all over the continent, rising gas prices can make fueling up feel like a bit of a roller coaster. Daybreak's Andrew Criata brings us this story.
West Coast Amusements would like to welcome you to the fair, and we would like to thank you for your patronage. Now, let's have some fun.
My name is Bob Hauser, and I'm an owner of the West Coast Amusements. My family, it's a family-owned business. My grandpa and grandma did it in a small way. They never started the West Coast Amusements. That was my mom and dad. It's been in our family probably for, 90 years that our family's been doing this. But I did this every summer, as long as I can remember. I'm 58 right now. I'll be 59 this summer. And I started running a unit. This is what we call a unit that's here. I started running one of these when I was about 19. I did about 6 or 7 little fairs and festivals that year. And then the following year, I ran a full-blown carnival. Well, in the last 3-4 years, I'm not sure. I don't have those numbers. That's the counting. But I think our fuel transportation has doubled.
And when we're saying double, like, so we're talking, there's different things. There's the price of gas, there's different taxes.
Well, this show right here used to be around $9,000 a week. It's probably about $25,000. I was thinking about that. Probably $25,000 a week to run this carnival right here. That's fuel for the trucks to go from A to B, and that's to power the generators. But it's a lot of money. There used to be 650 carnivals operating in North America. Today, there's 250.
Why is it going down?
The cost of equipment is horrendous. It doesn't make any difference if you play a big fair or a small fair. Your costs are almost the same. You know, your labor costs, your fuel. But these rides, I mean, some of these rides, we've got a new one here called the Vertigo. It's almost $1 million for one piece of equipment. The electronics doesn't really cost us anymore to run our generators. But what we have done, we have just about changed 90% of this carnival, and there's a lot of lights on this carnival, to LEDs. So we've gone green that way. We're trying to save money that way. All our food booths use trans fat oil. You know, we have recycle bins on the midway. I mean, we just do whatever we can to try and help the environment.
Now, you're talking about the price doubling. So how do you offload those costs?
You know, a few years ago, we raised our prices a little bit. But we haven't raised our prices probably in 5 years. And we've just been kind of sucking it up. You know, we've taken, like I said earlier, we switched some of the rides over to LEDs. It cost us quite a bit to do that, but we're not changing lights as much. We're burning less fuel, less power consumption. Our trucks that we haul the rides with, we've got a lot of them that we run doubles. We call them doubles or train units, where there's two rides hauling with one truck, whereas years ago it was one truck, one ride. So we tried to do that. We just tried to streamline the operation every way we can, you know, just to try and offset our costs a bit without having to raise our prices.
Does it affect your ability to hire on new people, bring in new staff? Have you had to let people go, anything like that?
Yeah, we try to streamline our crew, you know, where we might have had 3 or 4 people on a ride. Now we'll keep, say it was 4, well, now we'll have it down to 3. And before, we didn't really need 4. It was just so that everybody got more breaks, extra breaks, you know, so that's really why.
These are obviously a big part of your life, and what's so important about fairs to you or carnivals?
Well, the fairs are a tradition. It's a heritage. Everybody used to bring their goods and their wares and their merchandise from the community. They got to show it. Anything that was new and exciting, that's what was at the fair. And it was kind of a community get-together. Now, I mean, you can go to Home Depot or Walmart or Costco, and they'll have some guy there that's sampling a new knife they've got, or that were before the place, because he was at the fair. For myself personally, I just get a kick out of watching the people and the little kids having the excitement. And, I mean, my folks have been doing this for 60 years, and, you know, they get to know a lot of people. I mean, I've been coming to some of these same communities myself for 40 plus years, and you get some good friends. You know, I've watched their kids grow up. Those kids are running their businesses. My kids are getting ready to take over my business, you know, our family business. And, you know, you become family with a lot of people in town.
Are you worried at all about the future of carnivals if the fuel prices just keep going the way they're going?
I am, for my family and the people that are with me. I've got a lot of people that have been with me many, many years. They're like family. You know, it's scary. I mean, I'm getting up there, you know, in years, but I mean, for these kids that are, you know, going to keep going, it is scary. But I guess, you know, it's like everything. There's going to be ways around it. There's going to be some ways around it. And if we have to streamline, if that means instead of bringing 20 rides to a fair, we only can bring 10, that's what it'll be. If the fairs can keep going too, because everyone's going to have the same problems.
Enjoy your time at the fair.
Daybreak's Andrew Criatta speaking with Bob Hauser. He's one of the owners of West Coast Amusements. That carnival has been crisscrossing BC and beyond for over 50 years. They open for the weekend in Prince George today. And are you feeling the pain at the pumps? What are you doing to offset the costs? I'd like to hear your thoughts on our show. Visit our website, cbc.ca/daybreaknorth, or call us 1-866-340-1932.